climb that tower, you definitely feel the adrenaline rush on that.
That was how Ely describes the feeling when he finishes climbing a tower where only usually birds hang out, 1,580 feet in the sky. Ely and his CBP colleagues typically don't spend their days climbing more than 1,000 feet into the clouds, but they do a lot of their work harnessed to steel in high heat to fix mission-critical equipment.
We take care of radios and radio systems, telephones, telephone systems to include voicemail, computer systems, networks. We take care of night vision goggles and remote video surveillance equipment, sensors, and the devices. As far as our tower climbing, the majority of that's done for the remote video portion of that job.
Most of the towers in the southern part of Texas where Ely works, about 150 miles southwest of San Antonio, range from 60 feet to the big one, 1,580 feet.
A lot of times we may climb to work on antenna systems or just to change a light bulb. To change a light bulb, that's pretty dangerous to go up 180 feet or 240 feet just to perform that operation.
Ely's part of a group of CBP employees who make the technology along the borders work.
Well, we do a lot of other things other than tower climbing, but tower climbing, I guess you could say it's a cool job, but it's a very dangerous job also, because your first mistake might be your last mistake.
Devlon Lawrence runs the Field Support Operations Office in CBP's Office of Information and Technology. She oversees Ely and about 600 other field technology officers across 8 regions.
We are on call 24/7, so we do our normal maintenance, routine maintenance during the day. If we come in the morning and there's an outage, we immediately go to that site. But if something breaks in the middle of the night, we get a call from the operational unit and we do respond.
The towers are located throughout the country, whether in the desert, where heat and dust wreak havoc on the systems, or in the northwest mountains, where technicians must contend with ice and snow. Lawrence says there's even towers where CBP needs off-road vehicles or even helicopters to reach them.
We actually had several years ago doing one really deep freeze along the northwest border along the Spokane-Blaine area where the antennas were completely covered by ice. We actually, at that particular time, tried to reach out to a vendor to come in and take a look at those towers and take the ice off. The vendor came in, they took a look at it, and there was a definite resounding no call us in the spring when it defrosts. Our FTOs, knowing that communication was critical to the Border Patrol at that time, actually scrapped on their safety gear, went up those towers, and started chipping at that ice one by one. As a result of that, they actually initiated a project out of that area and came up with a solution, partnered with some vendors to come up with a heated antenna solution that keeps the ice from forming over long periods of time so that doesn't reoccur.
Lawrence says the technicians must ensure there's resiliency across the system to keep the Border Patrol agents informed about what's going on the ground.
So the plan B is actually there's overlapping coverage in some of those areas, and so we work with the operational elements to basically use a different tower that may be close by in proximity to get that communication.
Like many jobs, finding this combination of technical skills and daredevil temperaments isn't easy. Lawrence says CBP mainly recruits retired military personnel, and Ely is one such veteran.
In my career, I worked in aircraft avionics, and then I cross-trained into telecommunications. And after I retired, I looked for something into telecommunications. And when this job became available and I applied and was accepted, I was pretty happy about that because it was something I've, you know, always liked to do. And as far as climbing, my only experience climbing was at Clark Air Base when I was in primary systems control. We had a tower there, and I thought that was pretty neat. But to me, tower climbing is an enjoyable thing. Now, some people are uncomfortable with it, but even off-duty, you know, I hike, I mountain climb, rock climb, you know, do those types of things. My wife always says that I'm too old for that already, skydiving and bungee jumping, but it's something I enjoy.
But the job isn't without its dangers, and Ely is well aware of them all. Besides the dangers of climbing 100 feet in the air or more, Ely must deal with the environment around him.
That happens quite often. Things don't go as you expect them to, but I'd say the majority of our hazards are Africanized bees, wasps, or the occasional rattlesnake on the ground.
He says the bees are the worst.
Climbing on a tower to do maintenance, and I got stung by Africanized bees. Well, I did get a bee suit. I put that bee suit on and went back to complete the job, and they were so upset they actually started stinging through my gloves, rubber gloves. So I went down and talked to a Orkin man, a professional on beekeeping and what have you. They loaned me their equipment, and well, they know right where to go. They started going to where the bee suit touched my skin, and they started stinging right through the bee suit. So Africanized bees are pretty dangerous. And then, of course, we returned another time, a little more cautious, and we actually got the job done. But that was my worst experience. I had probably about 60 bee stings, so it's a good thing I'm not allergic to them.
But despite the harsh conditions, the occasional animal encounters, and the overall danger, Ely loves his job.
Every day something's a little different. You know, you get new challenges, you have systems go down, things don't always work the same. So that makes you have to get in there and really think about it. I think that's what I like the best. It's the same with the climbing. You go out to work on systems, usually it's something different. And I like that challenge.
Don Ely is a field technology officer for the Customs and Border Protection Directorate and another example of the unorthodox jobs some federal employees do. In Washington, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.